Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Go, 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 go. 98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now we're going to be talking about one of my favourite things, lunch.
Yes, we will be chatting about who Maura Higgins has gone for lunch with this week. First up, though, there is less than a week to go until it launches. And now another star has been linked to Celebrity Big Brother. What a banger.
Okay, so my brain had to catch up there. First of all, I was fully expecting to hear the Big Brother theme tune.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I had a bit of an outer body
experience
there.
Just being a bit creative
there.
With me tunes this morning. Yeah. That song is one of Jojo Siwa's biggest hits. And Jojo has reportedly signed up to be a housemate on Celebrity Big Brother UK. She is an American singer.
Yeah.
First shot to fame on Dance Moms.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And then she was a huge Nickelodeon star. And now bosses hope that Jojo will draw in a huge US audience to the show. Sources have told us, or told the Sun newspaper, I should say, that Jojo will enter the house alongside other rumoured contestants, including Patsy Palmer, Chesney Hawks, and Angelica Bell.
Patsy Palmer will be really good. So she's Bianca in EastEnders, yeah?
Yeah.
She's randomly, I watched, was it Victoria Beckham's life stories or Patsy Palmer's life stories? Anyway, the two of them back in the day, and maybe still are, really good friends. Bianca from EastEnders and Posh Spice. Our pals.
Okay.
So maybe we'd get a bit of insight there.
Well, we might get a bit of goss, you know. And speaking of Spice Girls gossip, there I was yesterday looking for a few outfits for my upcoming events. Mind my own business. I was in Zara, right? This is a bit of showbiz news.
Very
now,
hot
I
shop.
Think.
Turn on the air conditioning, please. No, it's ridiculous.
It's quite warm. But I saw loads of t-shirts, Spice Girls t-shirts, right?
I saw this on your Instagram.
You know, spice up your life on them. 30 years of wannabe, old photos of the gals all together.
Yeah.
And I did think to myself, that tour, that announcement is imminent.
Yeah, it must be on the
way. If the merch has been printed and it's in the shops,
yeah,
that tour is going to be announced very soon.
Yeah, come on.
I can feel it, do you know? Anyway, next up, the trailer for the finale of The White Lotus has been released. It's season 3 set in Thailand and it has followed a new group of guests at a luxury wellness resort alongside returning characters Belinda and Greg.
Yeah.
Michelle Monaghan's so fab in this. Jason Isaacs as well. Parker Posey, an icon, and Patrick Schwarzenegger, who is very close with his brother. His character, I should say, is very close with his brother. So we know from the opening scene of The White Lotus, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but we do know that something very dramatic is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we saw it in the opening scene of the first episode.
Yeah.
So they haven't really given away too much in the teaser, But here's a little of what you can expect from the season 3 finale of The White Lotus.
When we got here, you said something about this fruit.
Don't eat it. I'm not doing this. It's a waste of time. Now let's go.
I love you. Please don't do something stupid.
I'm gonna be okay.
Have you seen Maury? No one has lived better than we have.
I love you so much.
Have a wonderful last day.
Oh. They didn't spare any expense with the sound effects there,
no,
did they?
No, didn't it? That's so dramatic. I cannot wait for that. You can stream The White Lotus on now with an entertainment membership. And the first two seasons are also excellent.
And it's going to be an hour and a half long. That
is
finale.
It?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'll need to start watching that at 7 p.m, Brendan, to make sure I'm in bed by 9:30.
I know.
Or no, it's 8:30, sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wow. I cannot wait. At the start of the season, I was like, it's very slow. Nothing's going on. And now I'm so invested in all the characters. Yeah.
So we need to find out what disturbed that Chi-Chi in the tree.
That's true. Mm. That is true. So I cannot wait for that. So that's going to be out on Monday. Elsewhere this morning, Moira Higgins has shocked fans by having lunch with a very famous actress. She shared a video of herself clinking glasses with Margot Robbie.
Oh, wow.
While they were out dining at the Broadwick Soho Hotel in London. Moira was invited there to celebrate Margot's new brand. Moira captioned a selfie earlier on in the day saying, "When Margot Robbie invites you to lunch, you go." And Margot has previously been very vocal about how much she loves Love Island.
Fab.
So she's obviously in London. She's filming Wuthering Heights.
Oh, yeah.
And she's also, you know, doing her own business. Mm. So she invited Moira out for lunch. So
I'd say that was a fun lunch.
I'd say that was very gassy. Look, they had a lovely time. Finally, another Hollywood star has been spotted in Dublin.
Who now?
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, tax breaks, is it?
Orlando Bloom appears to have treated his mum to lunch at Bloom Brasserie to celebrate Mother's Day.
Where's that now?
Baggot Street.
Right.
Orlando Bloom has posted a picture of himself outside Bloom Brasserie with his mum.
I didn't even like cop that.
I know.
Bloom's Brasserie.
It would be like if I saw a Shackleton Brasserie, you know,
yeah,
you would take
you'd
a picture.
Have to be there, yeah.
So I think they may have gone for lunch there and I didn't realise this, but Orlando Bloom is here in Dublin because he's filming a new movie directed by Werner Herzog.
Yeah, tax breaks. Yeah.
Yeah, but
they're fabulous.
I say more of it.
More of it. In you come.
More of it, yeah.
Fill him away, please.
So listen, you might spot Orlando Bloom around.
Outside Bloom's.
Outside Bloom on Baggot Street.
Yeah.
And I remember as well, it was reported that he bought Katy Perry's engagement ring in the jewellers in the Power Score Townhouse Centre.
Oh.
You know, the vintage one, they have a gorgeous dog in there.
Fab.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
We might spot him around town. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98fm.com.
The country's divided and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
If your idea of the perfect getaway is exploring uncharted territory, then the Defender is the ride for you. It's more than a vehicle. It's an icon reimagined through modern design, fit for a new generation of trailblazers like you. Powerful performance meets power of choice. The Defender comes in 3 distinct models, all engineered to meet challenges head-on, so you can explore with confidence. Defender 90 was made for urban exploration. Defender 110 boasts an exterior designed for optimum durability. Defender 130 has expanded cargo capacity and room for eight. And adventure seekers won't want to miss Destination Defender, a weekend festival in Port Jervis, New York, from May 16th through 18th. This epic roadshow features inspiring talks, off-road driving courses, chef tastings, and live music. To learn more, please visit DestinationDefenderUSA.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, we are all obsessed with our furry four-legged friends, but as the seasons change, there are some things that we need to do to keep our pets safe and healthy. So we are now joined on the line by Fionnuala Fallon, who is a vet at Park Pet Veterinary Clinic. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning from Kinnegadden. How are you all? Isn't it a beautiful day?
Oh, it's lovely. Fionnuala, good morning. It's great to talk to you. And we'd love to know, what was it that first made you want to become a vet?
Well, my daddy is a vet, you see. So probably from about the age of 2, I just looked up to him, and I love animals, and that was pretty much a vocation from very young age.
Oh, that's amazing. Fionnuala, there was actually a story in the papers this week about how pet owners are spoiling their animals with things like outfits, you know, extra beds, and treating them like fur babies. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think animals, and particularly dogs, are probably going through a new phase of evolution. You know, I think there's kind of a third wave of domestication where they are becoming friendlier. They are becoming, you know, companions and emotional support pets. Like their origin was they were wild, and then they lost their fear of humans, and then they went through a whole phase of being kind of useful to us. You know, they were herding, they were hunting, they were protecting property, and I think people are breeding and training them really to fit into our world. So the highest of dogs now are service dogs. You know, they provide comfort and emotional support. So yeah, we're really seeing that they are family members. So that wouldn't be uncommon with my clients. But actually, you know, dogs being fashionable and being, companions goes way back to the Chinese emperors bred pugs to be lap dogs. So even though that article says like it's a new thing, the very first fashion dog happened around 500 BC.
Wow, that is a very, very long time ago. We're now in the month of April, Fionnuala, and we're being told by Allianz that it's kind of maybe a bit more of a risky month for pets this time of year. It's springtime, the weather's getting better, they're out and about. What things should pet owners be looking out for?
Yeah, I would agree with that. So we often find that we're a little bit quieter clinically over the winter, certainly when it comes to accidents and emergencies. And we're seeing the most beautiful burst of weather right now, and we're starting to see a little bit of heat in the sun. And along with that, there are some little increased risks, I would agree, around April or Easter time. So first would be probably parasites are on the move. Things like fleas and ticks are starting to breed and really move about. So parasite protection is really key. Things like slugs, they carry lungworms, so we do see a caseload of lungworm every year. And after that then, really just animals being on the move, getting out with their owners and exploring new areas. I think if people are going to dog parks, or if they're going to new walks in woods, just bear in mind to watch out for really spiky undergrowth. We would see a lot of eye injuries this time of year where they've got a scratch in their cornea. We would be taking a lot of thorns out of pads, and there's all pollens around, so we do see allergies, and we see kind of contact allergy from nettles and stinging plants. So that's really all the kind of outdoorsy stuff.
Fionnuala, the weather's obviously, you mentioned there, it's obviously gotten better. What tips would you give to keep pets cool as we head into the summer months?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, Ireland's a funny country for weather. I got married in 2010 and we actually had the hottest day on the 16th of April that time, and I actually got sunburnt. So we do get kind of random warm days, say April, May, and I think people are caught a little bit unaware. So you could have a dog that's been sedentary all winter. There's suddenly a hot day and people just go a bit mad going out, you know, up mountains or taking big, huge walks. And I think exercising dogs in heat has to be the number one risk. So it seems fine at the time until the poor dog overheats. So heat stroke is really, really serious. So my advice would be just, you know, check the weather forecast and always, always exercise, you know, very early in the morning or very late in the evening when the sun is a lot less hot. So that'd probably be the most common sense piece of advice. People do talk about ice in drinks and fans and cooling, but really it's probably just keeping your dog, you know, sedentary during the hot period of the day.
Great advice. And finally this morning, Fionnuala, you mentioned you have a clatter of cats yourself and you deal with different animals in the vets every day. Are there any favourite or interesting pet names that you've come across or that stand out for you?
We have a good laugh sometimes with animals that newly register. So I always think it's a bit of fun when people let their children name the pets. You can often have a funny mismatch. So I think the meanest Rottweiler I ever met, it was a really tough, massive guy. He was, you know, I think it was a girl, actually. Her name was Tinkerbell. So yeah, you're always like, yeah, that's lovely. We actually see quite a lot of misgendered cats as well. So people often think they're a boy when they're a girl.
Yeah.
So we had one very recently called Princess Aurora.
Oh,
and we found out that she is a he. But very frequently the name has stuck. So yeah, we've got another couple of cats called Connor and Ronan.
Aww.
And they're two girls, so that's always funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, food related names are always really popular. So Pickle and Gherkin, couple of dachshunds.
Cute.
Yeah, cute. And then the last one always is, you know, we actually, when we call our patients forward, we usually actually use the name and the surname, because when our clients are in the waiting room, it does, you know, sometimes a few people hop up. We have a Russell Crowe, he's a staffie. Aww. A giggle when we call him forward. Yeah. So,
cute.
Yeah, people are very inventive. I like a quirky name myself.
Yeah, we do too. Fionnuala Fallon from Park Vets Veterinary Clinic, thank you so much.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.